CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, in conversation with his colleague John Yoo, who clerked for Justice Thomas many years ago. John Yoo of the Hoover Institution teaches law at Berkeley Law School. I learn that the controversy that has come to the fore of some publications, ProPublica has mentioned repeatedly, about Justice Thomas and his friendship with a man from Texas who is very well-to-do. Those revelations turn out to be not much of them in the way of revelations so much as what is suggestively harassing a member of the Supreme Court for political ends. John Yoo's remark is that he believes that Justice Thomas has been identified again and again by partisans because they're looking to influence Justice Thomas's decision. He's the longest serving Supreme Court justice now to step down to give the opportunity for Joe Biden to choose a judge of his persuasion, a political persuasion. Mm-hmm. Now, that was the gist of what I understood from Professor Yoo's remarks. Is that consistent with what you heard, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are two points to this particular campaign. One of them is sort of purports to be lofty, which is to say that members of the United States Supreme Court have to make kinds of disclosures and recuse themselves from conflicts and be subject to rules that apply to lower courts. If you actually look, it's not as though there are no rules that apply to these guys, because there's a very strong column by James Toronto in the Wall Street Journal called Justice Thomas and the Plague of Bad Reporting.
We have 2 minutes, Richard. Two minutes.
Okay, which they basically points out that all sorts of people make mistakes in filling out some of these forms, and they're completely inconsequential. And that what's happening here is that since the stuff about Harlan Crowe and the vacation seemed to have fizzled, what they're doing now is they're trying to go back to these tiny transactions to say that there's some kind of mistake. Half the time, it turns out that the critics are wrong on the detail. And in the other cases, they're the kinds of mistakes that everybody makes on these forms, which by everybody else, when they're corrected, it doesn't raise a sigh. And so the clear implication here is they're trying to create a vendetta against Justice Thomas in the hope that somehow or other they're going to be able to force him off the court. And this is a piece with the same stuff that happens when they parade in front of the houses of the various justices with Pickett. And the Justice Department sort of sends a note out to the marshals, which says, unless they're cracking the barriers, you don't get rid of them, even though the statute says the picketing itself is illegal. And yes, I think what we're seeing here is a bunch of stuff. And it relates to the first half of the show, because this is all defamation. Great outright lies about Justice Thomas, probably meeting the actual standard, actual malice standard. Now, for a judge like that, the suit is suicidal. But unlike the Minnick, which works at a professional market, he's a public figure in the strongest sense of the word. And having to take your deposition and go through all of this stuff is such a nightmare that what you have to do is to understand that the law doesn't protect you. And then what you need to do is to get people like James Toronto, who write these fierce papers, basically choosing that to explain why it is that the people who are claiming that the Thomas is fraudulent or misguided or illegal in what it said, they're the ones who ought to receive the
30 seconds, Richard. Do you believe that Justice Thomas then has emerged from this a stronger member of the court? Do you believe that?
I mean, this is a man of immense integrity.
Right.
He has very stubborn and independent views. Oftentimes, I greatly admire them. Oftentimes, I disagree violently with what he said. But I've never questioned the fitness of the man to serve on the United States Supreme Court. He is from first to last a totally admirable human being. I'd like to think that was true of all the Supreme Court justices. But the one thing I'm sure about is the people who are attacking him in ProPublica and so forth are a bunch of political hacks who really deserve public disdain.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.